So I think last week you probably heard the story about the surprising gift of hospitality from a Samaritan. In today's gospel, Jesus receives hospitality from a woman. Martha and Mary lived in Bethany, quite near to Jerusalem. And although Martha and Mary have a brother called Lazarus, in the other gospels, the house belongs to Lazarus. But in this one, it says that Martha welcomed him into her house, suggesting that Jesus accepted her as an independent woman. She seems to be the householder in her own right, which was unusual, as women were generally disempowered in the Middle East culture. Her sister Mary is found sitting at Jesus' feet, which is a gesture of submission. Martha, however, was busying around the house. And this Mary that was sitting at Jesus' feet is probably the same Mary who later anointed Jesus' feet before he started his journey to death. The perfume that she put was a preparation for his death. On both occasions, she's criticized for what she does. But Jesus points out the significance of her actions in both times. This passage has often been interpreted as Jesus endorsing Mary's act of listening, inherently better than Martha's act of service. However, in Luke, it kind of seems that the service is also valued as well. The word in Greek for service is diakonia, which gives us the word deacon, which is kind of appropriate, isn't it, as we prepare for Jacqueline's leaving at this time. Everyone will know the amazing service that Jacqueline has given to our circuit. And Jesus is concerned that his disciples serve one another. He wants us to serve one another. But Martha's problem is that she lacks focus. Instead of concentrating wholeheartedly on her own role, she's distracted by her many tasks. She's worried, and also she feels resentful towards Mary. And it's this attitude that Jesus is rebuking. The better part, he said, the better part. Mary has the better part. What does that mean, really? It means that she is concentrating on what she's doing. She's single-minded and focused on Jesus' ministry. Are we always like that? I think within the church, there's lots of different roles that we play. Some of us are called to teach. Others are called to serve. Some are called to preach and serve. There's lots of different things that we're supposed to be doing. But sitting at Jesus' feet and spending time with him is really valuable for all of us. So is understanding our own role and being committed to fulfilling it. Martha's doing a good thing. She's preparing a meal for her guests, she's welcoming them, and she's making them feel comfortable. Well, that's what she was aiming at doing. But does it make you feel comfortable when people are fussing about and worrying? I think it makes me feel, oh dear, what can I do to help? I'm being a bit of a nuisance. I'm putting her to all this trouble. Not only is she fussing around about her cooking and making sure she's got enough for everybody, but she's also angry. She's resentful of Mary sitting around and doing nothing. So cross she is that she actually rebukes Jesus. And she says to him, don't you care? I've got all this to do and my sister's not helping. Jesus wasn't angry with her. He said, calm down. Don't be anxious. Mary's chosen what's the better thing to do. She's listening to the words of life. By wanting to be with Jesus, by sitting at his feet, she was giving him the honour that he deserved and also receiving a blessing from him. Martha missed out on that blessing. Because of her complaining spirit and the anxiety. But she was showing her love for Jesus through her service. It wasn't wrong for her to be busy serving. It's not wrong for us to be busy serving. But it is wrong to resent him. It's wrong to be distracted by it. Like that old sailor, we don't want to be distracted by things that we've got to do, distracted away from our main purpose, which is listening to Jesus. In Philippians, it tells us, do everything without complaining or arguing. So in other words, don't make a fuss when we do things to attract the attention of others. Jesus doesn't say to Martha, sit down and listen. He was happy with her service. In our churches, some people spend loads of time in service and all kinds of practical work. Things that go on behind the scenes that we don't always know about. We don't have to know about them because God knows about them. Others spend more time in prayer and meditation, and as we get older and we're physically not able to do things, we are able to spend more time in prayer and meditation. We might sometimes get a bit frustrated by that, but that prayer and meditation is very valuable. Both are equally important. So let's not criticize each other or think that anyone's not pulling their weight. We don't know, but God does. Everything we do should be done out of love for Jesus and his church. As individuals, it's important that we give enough time to prayer and to worship. A balance needs to be reached. Without time talking and listening to Jesus, reading God's word, our service can become dry and powerless. On the other hand, with no action, religion can become dead. The most important thing is spiritual fellowship with Jesus. Jesus tells us, if a person remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. The reason why we do what is the most important thing is so that we can remain in Jesus and he can remain in us. It is what Jesus is calling us to do, and that fellowship with Jesus can never be taken away from us. Amen.
Amen.